USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Wildfires continue to burn in California. Millions could lose power this weekend from PG&E as a preventative response to hot, dry, windy conditions that the utility fears could bring additional fires. The governor has already declared a state of emergency in Sonoma and Los Angeles counties due to fires. KPIX-TV's Wilson Walker from the Kincade Fire to the north, which is still only 5% contained.
Crews were spread across miles, still defending homes on scorched hillsides as the weather helped hold the fire in place for the most part. But firefighters also had another advantage, and that was a sizable head start.
24 months ago, the state of California started funding pre-position of firefighters. We had pre-positioned firefighters and equipment that could respond to this fire almost immediately.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration is banning flights to all Cuban cities except Havana. USA's John Hunt has more.
Supporters of the ban said it would starve the Havana government of cash and limit its ability to repress Cubans and support Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Opponents said prohibiting flights would simply make it harder for Cuban Americans to visit their families outside the capital without making a significant impact on the Cuban government. State Department says flights would start being banned in December. Flights to Havana, which account for the greatest majority of United States flights to Cuba, will continue to remain legal.
A federal judge ruled that House Democrats are legally engaged in an impeachment inquiry. The decision undercuts President Trump's arguments that the investigation is a hoax. The ruling came in an order that directs the Justice Department to hand over redacted evidence in the Mueller report to impeachment investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
CNN's top executive was dishing at a recent public appearance, including about his interest in hiring Shepard Smith, who recently resigned his longtime position at Fox News Channel. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Warner Media News and Sports Chairman and CNN Worldwide President Jeff Zucker was quite characteristically candid during an appearance at CNN's Citizen Conference on Thursday evening. He suggested he's interested in hiring the former Fox News anchor when he's able to join a new company. Zucker also addressed reports he's in line to become CEO of Warner Media, given John Stankey's recent elevation to the number two role at parent AT&T. He admitted that the idea of running for political office in the future also holds some appeal for him, but noted, quote, "I have no plans to do so at this time," adding, "I'm just doing my job." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Down 2-0 in the 2019 World Series, the Houston Astros needed the win, and they got one, beating the Washington Nationals 4-1 in Game 3. The call on Fox Sports.
2-2 pitch. That gets him, and the Astros have taken Game 3. 4-1 is the final, and Houston back in this World Series.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.